two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Old number 99 was throwing equipment around on the field against Tennessee on Saturday. I wonder what about the old 99 Jason Buck has to say about this one. Rivals has arrived. All right, welcome to another episode of Rivals. Scott Mitchell here, Jason Buck over there. Jason's in Chicago eating some pizza, working on the grandkids.
So, working on the grandkids, so, coaching eighth grade football.
Yeah, so number 99, Zach Daw for BYU, there was a moment which got some attention around the world of sports when apparently the quarterback for Tennessee lost his shoe. Zach Daw found it and rather, violently, angrily threw the shoe about as far as he possibly could. It looked like a guy in the Olympics doing the shot put and throwing the shot put, you know, because the shoe didn't really go anywhere. It was just kind of funny. But there was some there was some vengeance in it and a little bit of anger. And it's one of those things that I think very easily could have been called an unsportsmanlike conduct
absolutely.
Play.
Absolutely. He was so lucky not to get an unsportsmanlike on that.
To the officials' credit, they let the shoe be retrieved and the quarterback got to put it on. They didn't call a delay of game or anything. And so, you know, so maybe that.
Which I was good with, but you that's could a absolutely good thing. Have called him on that one.
Okay, so if you're a coach, do you like the aggression? Is that one of those situations? Because you see guys throwing other guys' towels and things like that. Do you like that? Do you like that, Jason? And don't give me the Grandpa Jason answer. Give me the Jason that likes to dream about quarterbacks and whatever.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one. I about brought a whole stadium down upon me on one that I did. But that one, you know, Doc, he's my favorite D lineman down at BYU right now. I really like his motor, like how he hustles. He does a good job. I think he's the best guy at BYU right now on the D line.
Do you like how he hates the other opponent's shoes? And everything about him, do you like that?
Because I was his coach on the sideline, I probably would have chuckled a little bit inside, but I would have brought him over, chewed him out for a second, and said, buddy, this is how you do it. I love the rage. I love the intensity. So you teach a guy like that how to channel it. That was not a good decision that you just made right there. Learn from this. Don't do it again. So I wouldn't, like, punish him, but I'd be like, you got to learn from this. He's a guy that needs to learn how to channel it, and picking up a shoe and chucking it over to the bleachers or the sideline out on national TV is not the best thing to do.
I think it's funny.
I thought it was funny too.
I appreciate.
I would kind of channel it, right?
Right. I appreciate the excitement over it, but it's one of those things where it's unnecessary.
And why unnecessary? Yards, that would have really hurt.
And there's this rage that football players have that it does need to be within the confines of what's right. My son plays high school football, and they're playing in a rather intense battle against their rival last week. And Springville has this defensive lineman who had been warned on multiple occasions to knock it off. Well, all of a sudden, the sideline official, the play starts, and like within a second of the play, it's a pass play, this defender is ejected from the game for unsportsmanlike conduct. And of course, you know, in high school football, they have the iPad, so they can see the play like immediately when it happens. And the coaches are watching it on the sideline. Of course, I have a sideline pass because of my job and the fact that my son plays. And so I kind of peek over their shoulder to see what's happening. And I can't really tell from the photo that, like, this kid did anything. Well, later on, you can see it very clearly that he starts on the outside and he punches a guy right in the stomach. And the guy drops to the ground immediately. And then he punches another guy in the stomach on his way.
What?
So he rips from the outside, takes out two guys in a couple of blows. And it was apparent. I mean, when you look at it, it's like so blatantly obvious.
Right.
And so it's that whole thing about rage, you know, where what are the things that you've done that maybe were on the borderline of stupid? or maybe it went over the line and they were stupid.
No. Well, you know what? I always had control. You know, I always had really good control. I called it you got to be able to play at a high intellectual rage.
And there's no intellectual rage as a defensive.
Oh,
you had no intellect at all. It was just like kill the guy over there. That was how intellectual is that, right?
It's not like
a quarterback where you go, okay, we have to dissect it. What coverage and where are all these people going? And I'm dropping back and I got 10,000 people.
Like,
and all you have
to mindset of like, let's have a little cup of tea now with my little pinkies.
And all Jason has to worry about is which gap. Do I go in the A gap or do I go in the B gap? And that's it. It's like if I had that simple a life.
Tackle, set his feet. Am I going to set him up, make him jump step me, get him bailing out?
Oh, that's
how can I set him on the edge, use my hand?
Hey, that's
like watching a kung fu movie, man.
That's intellectual. There's no question about that, boy. Where does the offensive lineman set up? It's like, Jason, you either go outside him or you go inside him. There's no other way. It's like, fine, fake him in the inside and go outside and maybe fake him in.
There's a thousand different things.
There's not a thousand. It's two options. It's two options.
There's so many things that happen.
Okay.
To you so quickly.
Don't give me this intellectual, like, rage.
There is no intellect to it. You can play at a high level of intensity and still keep your intelligence about you.
There's no intelligence
about
it.
The guys that have that gift can play at the highest levels. Right? You got control of it.
There's no intelligence about it, but...
absolutely.
No, there's not. You can...
We have to do a whole other show on that.
Okay. Anyway, tell me what you did, please.
It was probably the most controversial thing I ever did in a game. And we're playing in Wyoming, and I still get stalkers from Wyoming that, you know, on Twitter that follow me and, you know, talk crap to me and stuff, honestly, to this day. So we're up in Wyoming, and they're my senior year, and they're in the hunt for the WAC championship that year as well. They had Erickson as the head coach at the time.
Dennis Erickson.
And Dennis Erickson, yeah. So they had a really good team. And we're up there in Wyoming, packed stands. And the stands, we come out of one locker room, you know, to come out on the field, and all of a sudden guys are jumping out. I go, man, somebody's, what is that? And they look up, and there's a guy with a couple friends standing around him, blocking him, urinating on us. And, you know, they're all up there laughing and everything. As you know, as you come walking out of that opponent's locker room at Wyoming.
I know what it
is. So you come out, we start the game. I put out the first-string quarterback, first series of the game.
You didn't urinate on him, did you?
No. I think it broke his wrist or something.
Okay.
So he's out of the game. And first series, and the game's a battle back and forth. And we got control of the game, but they have one last-ditch effort, you know, later in the game, third quarter-ish. And crowd's just chanting, F-U, BYU, right? The student section mainly, but it is full-on rocking the place. F-U, BYU, spoken out, right?
Gotcha.
So it's rocking. We've been
urinated
on. It's a rivalry game. And they're making their last ditch drive to kind of stay in the game. And I sack the quarterback again. And when I get up off the sack, I point at the crowd. I point at the crowd, and then I kind of twirl my hand and bow, right? So I bow to the – point the crowd, and then I bow. And the place goes – crazy. It goes, people are crawling over the rail. Security's holding people from coming over the rails. I go over to the sideline. I'm getting pelted with cups and anything they could throw at me. I mean, it about brought the stands down.
That's all you did? So, you just bowed?
I bowed. I pointed at the crowd when they're chanting FU, BYU, and I bowed. And it went
nuts. You're such a sinner.
At first, I got accused of flipping off the crowd, which there was, you know, 1,000 photos of it. So I obviously did not flip off the crowd. Lavelle came over to me laughing, honestly, put his arm around me, and the crowd's going nuts. I had a guy come up from the stands screaming at me. I'm on it, you know, getting a couple of this guy comes over the stands. He goes, I brought investigators here, and they're never going to listen to the missionaries, all because of you. Going nuts on me. Going nuts. All kinds of stuff happening. Lavelle puts his arm around me and goes, hey, Jace. Lavelle always called me Jace. He goes, Jace, I thought it was really funny, but you got to remember who we represent. So I'm probably not safe at Cowboy Stadium still to this day, but. And like I said, I get stalked by Wyoming stalkers still.
Well, Jason, you are just a terrible person. There's just no intellect. It's just how dare you do that, and how dare you incite
out of the crowd,
the people. It's terrible. Yeah. It's awful. All right. Well, I think you should go back to throwing the shoes, personally. And
throwing the shoes. That gets you 15. Mine wouldn't get you 15. I never did anything that would get me thrown out of the game because I'd think about it and go, hey, I don't want to do something that keeps me from playing.
Because
right?
You're too smart.
I mean,
that.
Too smart.
You're intellectual.
I never got thrown out of a game. I never got a 15-yarder thrown on me for unsportsmanlike.
You are intellectually with it.
I can play at a high intellectual rage.
All right. Well, right now we're going to not play at a rage because this round of Rivals is over.
It's over. Can't tell any more war stories.
Nope.
I'm off to my corner.
He's Jason Buck.
That's Scott Mitchell.
Powered by KSLSports.com. Find us on Facebook at The Rivals Podcast and on Twitter at The Rivals Show. And until then, be nice to other people and have intellectual rage.